إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فهو المهتد ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. ثم أما بعد، Verily all praise and glory is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is due to Him and none other. We praise Him and we seek His forgiveness. And we testify and we state that there is no God or deity worthy of any type of worship but Allah, and that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a servant and final messenger. O ye who believe, fear Allah the fear that He is most deserving of you, and do not die unless you are in the state of al-Islam. And ask what follows. Ahibbati fi Allah. والله لقد طال الشوق إليكم. By Allah, I have deeply missed standing in front of you in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And during the last 3 or 4 months that I was traveling, my dua was always with this community. And after having performed al-umrah, while I was sitting in al-Haram al-Sharif, in Mecca al-Mukarramah, I began to think to myself, what will I speak to the Muslim brothers and sisters in Canada about? When I return, what will I discuss with them? And I began to write the khutbah that you will listen to today. It is revolving around a single question. سؤال واحد ولكنه سؤال حرج سؤال مر ولكنه سؤال هام مهم. It may be an embarrassing question for many, but it is a question that is extremely important for us to know and to understand and to try to answer. يا عبد الله ماذا قدمت لدين الله. O servant of Allah, what have you done for al-Islam? What have you done for al-Islam? What have you given to al-Islam? وَكَعَادَتِنَا And as you are accustomed to, we will focus our research on 3 main points. أولاً واقع الأمة المريض. The first point is the disappointing state of current affairs the Muslim Ummah is in. Why are we in this dire, disappointing current state of affairs? ثانياً ولكن ما هو دوري. Secondly, but what is my individual responsibility? What is my role? What is my duty? What must I do and perform? وثالثاً لا تحزن فجر الإسلام قادم. Third and finally, have no sorrow, for the sunrise of al-Islam is soon to dawn upon us. So let us begin, so that the first so that the time is not pulled from under our feet with our first important point. واقع الأمة المرير. The disappointing state of affairs that the Muslim Ummah has sunk to. ما الذي حدث؟ أهذه هي الأمة التي ذكره الله في القرآن قائلا كنتم خير أمة أخرجت للناس تأمرون بالمعروف وتنهون عن المنكر وتؤمنون بالله. Is this the same Ummah? Allah spoke of honorably in the Quran saying, verily you are the best of people. Your nation is the best of humanity. You enjoy al-ma'ruf. You command goodness. Al-ma'ruf, it is al-tawheed and everything that is Islam. وَتَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ. And you forbid munkar. And munkar is any disbelief and anything that goes against al-Islam. وَتُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ. And you truly believe in Allah. أهذه هي الأمة التي ذكرها الله في القرآن قائلا وكذلك جعلناكم أمة وسطا لتكونوا شهداء على الناس ويكون الرسول عليكم شهيدا. Is this the same Ummah that Allah honored and praised by saying we have made you an Ummah that is just balanced so that you, your Ummah, Ummah al-Tawheed al-Islam is the Ummah that will bear witness against the rest of humanity and the messenger will be a witness over you? Is this the same Ummah التي قال الله عنها وإن هذه أمتكم أمة واحدة وأنا ربكم فاتقون؟ Is this the same Ummah that Allah has said about, verily your Ummah is one, united under one religion, one tawheed, one kalima, لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله. Is this the same Ummah? ما الذي حدث؟ What has happened? Our answer shall surely come from the statement of the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He had said in the hadith that we have narrated to you and explained to you in two jum'ahs, one after another, right before we traveled. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم يوشك أن تداعى عليكم الأمم كما تداعى الأكلة إلى قصعتها. قالوا يا رسول الله أو من قلة نحن يومئذ؟ قال كلا ولكنكم كثير ولكن غثاء كغثاء السيل وليوشكن الله أن ينزع المهابة من قلوب عدوكم وليقذفن في قلوبكم الوهن. قيل ما الوهن يا رسول الله؟ قال حب الدنيا وكراهية الموت. والحديث رواه أحمد وأبو داود والحاكم وصححه الألباني حفظه الله. The messenger said, surely and soon will come a time when the other nations shall come around you and come against you, just like how they call each other to feast. The Sahaba said, is it because we are few in numbers, O Messenger of Allah? He told them, no, you will be many, many. But you will be like the foam that is on the surface of the ocean. The wave moves to the right, the whole Ummah goes to the right. Someone says left, the whole Ummah goes to the left. There is no balance. There is no single word, kalimatun wahida. La ilaha illallah Muhammadun Rasulullah. Everything else is other than it. And Allah shall remove the fear of your enemy, of you from your enemy's heart. How many of the other nations fear al-Islam? How many other nations fear the Ummah of La ilaha illallah Muhammadun Rasulullah? None. And He shall place in your heart the reason. You will have in your heart al-wahn. What is al-wahn, O Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Loving the dunya and hating to die. وقال صلى الله عليه وسلم لا تقوم الساعة حتى يصدق الناس الكذوب ويكذب الصادق وحتى يؤتمن الخائن ويخون المؤتمن وتنطق الرويضبة. قيل ما الرويضبة يا رسول الله؟ قال الرجل التافه يتكلم في امور العامة. رواه احمد وهو صحيح. The Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم giving us an example of some of the signs, the small signs before the day of Qiyamah. He says, the hour will not approach or come to you until people begin to believe the people who are untruthful. And the people who are truthful, the people disbelieve them. And until al-amana, the trust, is given to those who are untrustworthy. And the ones who are trusting and trustworthy will not take the amana. And until al-ruwaybidah will be spoken. They told him, what is this, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? He said, it is insignificant people having no knowledge, no leadership, standing in front of the people and speaking in front of the general assembly. Like they are the leaders, like they are the ulama. Al-ruwaybidah. Insignificant people who have no right will be the ones who are leading the ummah. وَوَرَبِّ الْكَعْبَةِ لَقَدْ حَدَثَ. And I testify by Allah, we see this today. وَقَالَ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ لَا تَرْجِعُوا بَعْدِي كُفَّارًا يَضْرِبُ بَعْضُكُمْ رِقَابَ بَعْضٍ. رواه البخاري وهو صحيح. The Messenger said, do not return to disbelief by killing one another. By killing one another. And this is in the Ummah. This is in our time. All of this can be found in a single verse. قال تعالى إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِقَوْمِ حَتَّى يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ. Allah shall never change the good state of the people until they, as long as they do not change the goodness themselves. And the Ummah has changed the goodness. We have gone back to Jahiliyyah. We have gone back to the evil and left the khayr. This brings us to our second point. ما هو دوري? What is my responsibility? What is your responsibility as a Muslim man, woman, or child, or individual? What must you do? Three steps. أولا, تحمل هم الإسلام. Put the full concern of al-Islam upon your shoulders. Pretend no other Muslims exist and you are the one holding up al-Islam. Place the priority of your concern, Islam. Many of us are concerned justly, and it is correct to be concerned with your wife and your children and earning money and your education and your school. All of these are valid concerns. But the number one priority, Al-Islam. Let us look and see how Abu Bakr, the first male Muslim man to accept Islam, what did he do? آمن بالنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. He came to the Messenger, believed in his da'wah, لا إله إلا الله, محمد رسول الله. وفي نفس الوقت, the exact same moment, he did not begin to open tafsir and hadith and fiqh, أصول وفروع وفتاوى. في نفس اللحظة خرج and went and came back the next day, رجع بخمسة من العشرة المبشرين بالجنة. He left, came back the second day with him five new Muslims. These five new Muslims were all given bushra, glad tidings by the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that they are from the people of Jannah. Abu Bakr. وهذا هو الطفيل بن عمرو الدوسي. Another of the great companions of the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He came to Mecca and he was from the leaders of the tribe of Daws. And the mushrikeen, knowing his status, came to him right away. قالوا له يا طفيل لقد نزل بنا رجل يقال له محمد كلامه كالسحر يفرق بين الابن وابيه والاخ واخيه والام وابنها، فلا تستمع اليه. They came to him and they told him, a man in our region is calling, his name is Muhammad, his words are like magic. They make the father separate from the son, and the brother fight the brother, and the mother leave her son. These are all things are bad. So do not listen to me, Abu Fayl. So Abu Fayl went to perform tawaf around the Kaaba and tawaf'a fi udhunay khutna. He placed cotton in his ear so he will not listen to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَأَبَى اللَّهُ إِلَّا أَنْ يُسْمِعَهُ الْقُرْآنِ فَوَجَدَ النَّبِيِّ يُصَلِّي بِجِوَارِ الْكَعْبَةِ. He found the messenger reciting the Qur'an, and because of the ziham and because of the crowd, he found himself right beside the messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And I wish for you to imagine the Qur'an that Allah has said, لو أنزلنا هذا القرآن على جبل لرأيته خاشعا متصدعا من خشية الله. If we descend this Quran and reveal it upon the mountain, you will find the mountain shaking and trembling from its fear of Allah. Imagine this word of Allah, the Quran, recited by the voice of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is enough for you to understand why At-Tufayl did what he did. فقال At-Tufayl لنفسه. He told himself, يا قصيد إنك رجل ذكي ذكي لبيب شاعر تعرف الحسن من القبيح. قصيد, you are an intelligent man, poetic. You know what is good and what is evil. You know what is good and what is bad. Listen to Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. قال للنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, اعرض علي أمر. Tell me what you are calling to. فعرض النبي عليه الإسلام فأسلم. He became Muslim at that exact moment. What was his next step? قال يا رسول الله أرسلني إلى دوس فإنهم كفروا بالله وفشى فيهم الزنا. The next word after saying لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله, O messenger, send me to my people because they are disbelieving in Allah and zina, adultery, is rampant among them. فأرسله النبي. So the Prophet ﷺ sent him. And when he was there, they would not believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَرَجَعَ. So he turned to the messenger. And he told the messenger, يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ ادْعُوا اللَّهَ عَلَيْهِمْ. Make dua against them. They do not wish to obey Allah. فَرَفَعَ النَّبِيُّ يَدَيْهِ. The messenger, who is رَحْمَةٌ لِلْعَالَمِينَ, raised his hands in dua and said, اللهم اهد دوسا وات بهم. Oh Allah, guide Dawth and bring them to us. And they came. And from the people of Dawth is the greatest narrator of hadith, of the hadith of the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Abu Hurairah. Abu Hurairah was from those who came from Dawth, who obeyed the call of La ilaha illallah Muhammadun Rasulullah. First and most important, put the concern of Al-Islam upon your shoulder. وَبَعْدَ ذَلِكَ, what do I do after I have done this? ثَانِيًا, مَا هُوَ دَوْرِي, we are still asking, what is my role? تَتَعَلَّمَ الْإِسْلَامِ, learn this religion. How are you going to call anyone to Al-Islam unless you know it? وَاللَّهِ وَأُقْسِمُ بِاللَّهِ غَيْرِ حَالِكَ أَنَّهُ يَجِبُ عَلَيْكَ أَن تَتَعَلَّمَ فَرَائِدَ الْإِسْلَامِ. It is compulsory upon every Muslim to learn the compulsory things in Al-Islam. لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله. It's tenets. It's نواقض. What negates لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله, so that you will not fall into shirk and kufr without knowing. As-salah, when do we pray? Why do we pray? What are the arkan? What are the mufsilat? What cut my salah? What breaks my wudu? How do I perform kufr? Things every Muslim must know. الزكاة. When do I give zakah? How much is zakah? Why do I give zakah? To whom does the zakah go to? الصيام ومضطرات الصيام fasting and what breaks your fast and why الحج والمناسك pilgrimage and how to perform it and why and when. These are things every Muslim man and woman must know. ما هو دوري. We still ask, but what am I required to do? Third, أن تعمل. To put what you know into action. تعلمت فعمل. You have learned, now fulfill and show and portray your knowledge. You may ask how. Many Muslims do not know how to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They think only salah and zakah and siyam and dua and dhikr salah is worship. العبادة كل شيء يحبه الله. عبادة or worship is everything that brings you closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah permits. You must fulfill two things, ikhlas and sunnah. You must have ikhlas in your action, only for Allah. You make no dua, you slaughter, you don't do anything, no worship to any deed except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ikhlas. And the second, it must be in accordance to the hadith, to the guidance of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let me give you examples of al-amal lid-deen. Working for our religion, working for al-Islam. Teaching and learning the Quran in order to benefit other people. Amadun lid-deen, it is working for al-Islam. Teaching your wife and your children the Quran and the Sunnah so that they can live a clean, halal, pure Islamic life. Amadun lid-deen. Being a student who is earning the highest grade in order to help al-Islam later on. Amadun lid-deen. Being an obedient wife to your husband. After him coming home from a long day's work, making his resting easy. Amadun lid-deen. Being an honest, hard-working employee for Allah's pleasure. Amadun lid-deen. It is working for Allah. Hating inside your heart when Allah is disobeyed or disbelieved in. Amadun lid-deen. Ordering what is good, forbidding what is evil. Amalun lid-deen. Calling people who are straying from al-Islam with wisdom, knowledge and kindness. Amalun lid-deen. Building a masjid in this disbelieving country so that Muslims as we are gathered today can come and remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and perform the 5 daily prayers and memorize the Quran and the Sunnah and put it into practice. Amalun lid-deen. Can we still ask ourselves, ma huwa dawri? What is my role? Have the priority of al-Islam as number one. Learn al-Islam and teach it and spread it to others. These are the words I wish to leave you with. وأقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده محمد صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وسلم. أخيرا فجر الإسلام قادم. Finally, the dawn of Islam is soon coming. And this is from the authentic sunnah of the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and before that from the words of Allah. That we see that al-mustaqbal huwa lidinillah. The future is for Allah's religion and none other. Eventually the Muslims will succeed. And the disbelievers will be killed and defeated and thrown into the fire. قَالَ تَعَالَى Allah the Most High has said, إِنَّا لَنَنْصُرُ رُسُلَنَا وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَيَوْمَ يَقُومُ الْأَشْهَادِ Allah says, verily we shall give victory to our messengers and those who believe in this earth, in this worldly life, and also on the day the witnesses shall stand, يوم القيامة. وقال تعالى قل للذين كفروا, tell the disbelievers, ستغلبون, you shall be defeated, وتحشرون إلى جهنم, and you shall be gathered and thrown in hell, وبئس المهاد, an evil indeed, this is an abode for you. وقال تعالى والله غالب على أمره ولكن أكثر الناس لا يعلمون, and Allah says, and Allah is in full power and control over all affairs, yet the people do not know. وقال تعالى ولا تحسبن الذين كفروا معجزين في الأرض ومأواهم جهنم ولبئس المصير ومأواهم النار ولبئس المصير. Do not think that the disbelievers can escape or hide from us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, do not believe or think that the disbelievers can escape from us in the land. Their abode shall be the fire. مَأْوَاهُمُ النَّارُ وَلَبِئْسَ الْمَصِيرُ, an evil, a destination this is for them. And seeing that the time is running out, I wish to finally ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to let us see the victory of al-Islam with our own eyes, and to let us hear of the victories of al-Islam with our own ears, and to let us speak proudly of the victory of al-Islam with our own tongue and lips, and to let us have the ability to work with our bodies in order to fulfill the victory of al-Islam. Allahumma innana nas'aluka imanan la yartad, wa na'iman la yanfad, وَنَعِيمًا لَا يَنْفَدْ. اللهم اهدنا واهد بنا واجعلنا سببا لمن اهتدى. اللهم اجعلنا من المتقين. اللهم اجعلنا من الصالحين. اللهم اجعلنا من الصادقين. اللهم اجعلنا من القانطين. اللهم اجعلنا من المخلصين. اللهم اجعلنا من المخلصين. اللهم آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم عليك باليهود وأتباع اليهود وأنصار اليهود. اللهم عليك بالمنافقين. اللهم عليك بالظالمين. اللهم صل وسلم وزد وبارك على سيدنا ونبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وسلم.